Salutations. Welcome back to Weeby Nerds. I finally got Jamie out of her house. She's here today.
Yeah.
Instead of that Anton douchebag.
Yeah, that fucking guy.
That fucking guy who is offering to help with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. This should be back to our normal format. Last week, Anton and I just did a really, really long fucking episode that was like an hour and a half just about Destiny. It was just us complaining about Destiny for like an hour.
Wonderful. I love this game. It sucks.
Yeah, and we actually still had the On the Table segment. It just kind of just devolved right back into Destiny after like 10 minutes of talking about board games. We actually discussed drinking games being tabletop games.
Oh, yeah.
We were rolling dice that night.
I learned one today, but he didn't explain it very well. It was something about dog shit. I'm not really sure.
You can quasi try to explain that during the We Be Nerds. This is dog shit, the tabletop game.
I'll do my best.
I'm kind of excited to have Jamie here because everybody else I know has played like 100 hours of Destiny, and Jamie's played like 20, so we can get a non-hardcore gamer.
Hey, I'm level 20 and almost level 21.
I did that in 7 hours. So we can get a non-retarded, people have responsibilities discussion on Destiny today. Because I don't have those, and Anton only has school, so he doesn't really have them either.
Yeah.
I mean, you people have to work and shit, but...
Yeah, jobs.
Yeah, jobs, screw that.
I work with Donnie now, though, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, when I get there on Fridays, we just talk about shit.
Yeah, Donnie was trying to explain his job, and he's like, yeah, we just kind of do stuff. I'll stack, like, 3 books and then get told to stop doing that, and then I'll just stop doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that sounds awesome.
Well, we just wait till it gets to, like, issues and returns. That's when shit gets crazy.
Yeah, I hear you guys have a lot of fun with that.
Mm.
Dealing
with people is never fun.
Yeah, I had something else to talk about. I just started watching Supernatural. Arrow and The Flash have had their season premieres. South Park is fucking exceptional this season. I don't know if you've watched it yet, but Lord is just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. See, I like South Park. It's just that I don't watch it. I just hear random things, and I just never take the time to go find and watch it.
Oh, the last few seasons have just... been exceptional on it, and this season is just like through the roof good. But
yeah. Well, there's an Ebola episode. Of course there is,
and it's
that's
about
what's happening right now.
It's gluten. Gluten's bad for you, and it makes your dick fly off, just like Ebola.
I would never want my dick to fly off.
Literally, just flies all over the place, just because that's obviously what Ebola does too. yeah, there's been lots of random bullshit. Nikki's over there playing on her phone. Hopefully, a game. Yep, she's playing a game, so that's fine. That's fine, too. We finally heard back from Tony from Sideways.
Oh, yeah.
And he's officially getting in there, so we are going to be having some actual board game nights at an actual store.
Now, is he going to charge for that? Because I know...
I told him I would refuse to do that.
Okay, good. Because that's another thing Donnie and I were talking about. It would be great to have a place like that, but if he was charging, people would be less likely to go in there. And he sells...
I already told him I would just ask people, like, not to bring their own drinks and stuff.
That's
like,
what we were talking
buy
about,
50-cent sodas from him and shit.
Outside food or drink, and he sells soda, and he sells, like,
water and
stuff.
Candy and all kinds of shit.
So, yeah, and then you go in, and we'll have tables set up with games.
Well, and almost all of our friends play Magic. Who's to say, like, somebody on an off is going to be like, I'll buy a pack while I'm here, or
exactly.
I'll sift through some cards. And
exactly. And then if he has comics and other games that even we haven't played, you know, he'll get...
We'll get money. Annie's right next to that really good cafe. I don't know if you've been to
Mava's.
Oh, yeah,
where is the new location?
It's in that Milton Elementary School or whatever on the left. It's that big old fucking building.
Gotcha.
There's a really good cafe in there called Mava's, and it's right next to that. So fucking cafes and comic books and board games, so...
Yeah. Come on down. Yeah. Some day of the week, sometime
yeah,
in
sometime
the future.
Yeah, sometime here soon when he officially opens. And I think he's just going to be Sideways now, since he doesn't really have comics except back issues. So it's just going to be Sideways, I think, like comics and games.
Sideways things.
Stuffs, collectibles.
Come get your things and play some games or something.
Be
know.
Sideways. But yeah, so that's that's finally starting. So we'll finally have a place to have shit besides 3 tables in my basement.
Yeah.
Like we had like 15 people that night, though, over here.
Yeah, that was good. 2 tables set up, and then the 4 different games going on.
Yeah, because Battlestar took up a whole bunch of shit, and then
Battlestar
there were just a few
was an entire table.
There.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I want to have a whole Arkham Horror night next week,
yeah.
since it's a 4-hour-plus fucking board game.
Yep.
Expensive.
Yeah, they asked me what that was about today. I was like, "It's a big game.
It's a big game, and you'll hate yourself, and you'll never win.
Yeah.
And it takes forever.
Well, you go insane, and... Not because of the game. It's just you will go insane
because of the game,
playing the game. Yeah.
I always pull up the picture on my phone where it's like taking up a whole table, and it's like, yeah, this is just it. And each expansion adds another board this size. And it's
yep.
like, God damn it.
Do we have any expansions for that yet?
I only have the little expansions. That's I have two of them. I don't have the big ones because we've only played the base game like four times.
Yeah.
But,
Well, and then later tonight, after this, Donnie and I and maybe some other people are playing Fiasco at my place.
Yeah, I don't care.
I know. You don't like making up stories.
No, I like making up stories. That's not a game. That's just let's sit around and make up things.
But it's hilarious. I got to be my girlfriend's evil twin. We were identical
twin
sisters.
Which sounds creepy.
And I wanted to be her, and I was the best. I planted bombs all around prom and blew up my high school.
You just sound like the creepy stalker girlfriend on YouTube. That's all that sounds like.
It was great. You could be a part of that.
No, yeah. Yeah, I want to be your creepy girlfriend stalker sister. My name's Meanie, and I like boys. Mm. yeah, you can explain some more of that, because I just haven't given a shit about that when we get to it. Yeah, just back to random bullshit of fucking weeby nerds. I do have us a hookup now also for our t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So we can get those made before the Sideways Things comes out.
Doing things sideways.
Oh. But,
stuff.
What else have you been doing since you haven't fucking on Destiny at all and you can't come raid with us?
Mostly nothing.
Oh,
no,
that's awesome.
I have like four different papers for two different classes, so that's fun.
I find it funny that all of our friends waited until the late 20s to go into school instead of doing it, you know, when most people do.
I did 6 years in the military, but I'm a junior instead of just being a freshman in my third semester right now because of the military, so thanks for that.
Thank you, Uncle Sam.
Yeah, for giving me credits that don't count towards my major, so I still have to do a shit ton of school anyway.
Yay.
But yeah, papers for school, and actually next month is National Novel Writing Month, and you write 50,000 words in a month, so I'm going to be doing that. I don't know if I'll get that done with the, like, 20 pages that I have to write for school, but...
Those count.
Yeah, I should just submit them and put them in the middle of my novel is just a story about, like...
There once was a guy,
inclusion.
And then 8 pages of, like, just your fucking homework, and I'm like, the end. Well, this book is confusing.
Like, it just starts out with these people with these powers, and then all of a sudden we're talking about feminism, and then it just goes right back into the story about these people with these powers, and then it talks about...
Powers, and then crazy bra burnings, and then more powers.
Exactly. I should write my paper for my feminism class, like a story instead of a research paper. Just write a 10-page story on feminism.
Yeah, that'd be really,
really
interesting.
Yeah.
Bestseller right there.
You know.
Your character can be the governor of Alaska.
That would be the opposite of feminism.
Yeah.
But that whole deal.
Yeah, school. You guys are just so much fun now.
Mm-hmm. I try.
You get a really sweet all-white PS4, and then you're just like, 10 papers.
Yeah. It's all in my head.
It's all in your head.
No, but I think because I'm not a hardcore into Destiny, I actually still like it. I still love playing it, and I haven't really had any of the problems that everyone else has because I'm not on as much, so I win.
And to be fair, all of us will bitch our asses off about it, but
still
love it.
But you still love it, yeah.
It just cracks me up when I go to read about, like, in the patch notes, and I love getting the comments section because they're even worse than any other comment section on the internet. But it's really funny because you'll always see an asshole that's like, well, I've played over 100 hours and this game sucks. Then what have you been doing playing over 100 hours?
Play a different game for 100 hours.
It's like, you know what I do if I don't like a game? I literally take it right back and get a different one.
Yeah.
And think, sir, I think you just really love bitching. But the comments are just the worst trolls on the internet on Bungie stuff.
I like the concept of Destiny 2 and that they had planned to release, you know, things like, for years, you know, that it's not like we came out with this game and now you have to wait for more for a sequel. Like they just add into it.
Yeah. Well, that's an MMO.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't play. There isn't a WoW 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's this big build comes out and adds
exactly.
to it.
And I think that's good that consoles are now getting more MMOs. Instead of like a Call of Duty where it's like a matchmaking thing, you're literally just playing the MMO.
Yeah, and that really started with these systems because you have, you know, DC Online is free. You got
yeah.
Warframe came with the PS4 for free. And those are, Warframe's not an open world, but I mean, it's got tons of crafting. It's ridiculous. That DC Universe is really...
I don't know why I'm nodding at you. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you, totally you played like 40 hours.
Well, I meant nodding because they can't hear that too. Like, yeah.
But, I mean, it's a big MMO. I mean, complete with campers sitting outside the noob areas and just killing any level 5
my
hero
favorite.
That emerges. But, Final Fantasy 14 is huge right now.
Just waiting
the
for
first
RuneScape
one was a flop.
On the console.
Oh, man, I would play the fuck out of RuneScape on the console. They're actually discussing it,
oh, my
too.
God. I was kidding, but I would totally play that, too. I stopped really playing the game and just started collecting capes of different colors. And making capes of different colors.
Yeah. Speaking of collecting capes, in Destiny, I wish they would up the amount of storage space in your vault, because I have one of every cape I've ever gotten as a hunter.
Every
I have
time
like 12.
I do that, I get the same stupid yellow butt cape. Like, I'll do it twice, and one of them will be that yellow one. I'm like, and why did they level up with capes? Like, they still don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't give you any bonuses
so
or anything.
So why?
I run around with the starter cape, because it's the only one that's not covering your head with
mm-hmm.
the hunter, so you can show off your whole really cool-looking fucking helmet.
Yeah.
It's the only one that doesn't cover your face.
See, I just have a butt cape because I am a Titan.
Oh, yeah, you have butt capes.
Yeah.
There are really cool holographic ones, though. And you can see right through them to your butt.
Ooh.
Holographic butt capes.
I
yeah.
Look at my
at least we're not
booty.
Fucking warlocks. Oh, I got a little armband. They look so cool.
Seriously.
Now, to be fair, the raid gives out one that looks like a disco ball.
That's amazing. I want
but
that.
But that's like the only decent one I've
for
seen.
For my hunter. Or I don't have a hunter, my Titan.
Well, Titans only have butt capes. I'm talking about the shitty warlock.
But I want the warlock disco ball armband.
Now I have noticed a lot of the warlock armor, or not warlocks. God damn it, Jimmy! Now you got me saying the wrong shit. Titans make they look like fucking mechs from anime. Like they got just sharp
yeah.
corner arm pieces and
yeah. I just hated in the beginning when everything was mismatched. I was like, no.
You don't get shaders until level 20, so
yeah.
you're like, oh, I'm just green and black and brown.
My legs are yellow and my head is red. I don't know.
Rainbow Coalition!
Yay!
Oh, boy. Yeah, Destiny's fun. It's just there are, if you played more of it, you'd realize there are
yeah.
a lot of tiny little things that just drive fucking people insane.
And
but
I mean, any game has its issues. And, like, I think it was, this one was so hyped up.
Well, so much was spent
that
on it.
Any problem is, like, the end of the world to some people. I mean, anybody's going to have a problem with any game. I mean, I'm just thinking of the ending of Mass Effect where everyone just blew up and it's like,
which I loved,
like,
but.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with it. I just mean, like, any game.
But, I mean, with, like,
their issues.
Especially with when they came out and just flat out said, like, oh, we spent, like, $600 million on this game.
Yeah.
Like you
like
could buy a football team with this.
We also bought a football team.
That was $200 million of the budget.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's like, yeah, so I think I agree where it's just everything's magnified because
yeah.
so much hype. I mean, people didn't hear about this game since E3 last year.
Yeah. And, you know, they just had such high expectations that any small problem is going to be, like, big to them. And actually, for another kind of viewpoint, my friend's son plays it, and he will solve a game, like, quick, or finish a game. So once he finished, he didn't want to do the bounties, he didn't want anything else, he just wanted that do-the-mission type of thing. So now he's waiting, he's, like, reserving Judgment till the expansion comes out, but he doesn't play it anymore, because he's like, now it's just bounties, and he doesn't like that. Like,
but this is, like, a type of MMO game where the game doesn't even start until you hit, like, level 20 and get to do all the biggest,
yeah, and
baddest
do the raids
in-game
and do the
bullshit.
Yeah.
Somebody did the raid of 2 players. I have a hard
what
time completing it with
players?
6.
Well, that's because you play with...
Zach.
With
Zach
retards.
Sucks. Oh, we were also playing with retards. Yeah. Fucking don't play Destiny with retarded people. They suck. And they're retarded. Nikki's just like, oh my god. But,
I mean, in case you didn't know, Eddie is a horrible person.
Yep.
Like,
don't like retards. Hell, the name of last week's episode was Destiny and Kids with Cancer. So that was literally the name of the episode. It's
nice.
On Podomatic.
Nice. I'll have to listen to this show that I'm a part of.
Well, it's only because, and I got to look more into it, Anton did it last year as part of Filterless, but that gaming day where you play for 24 hours to help, it's called Next Life or something like that, and it's a charity literally for, like, gamers to raise money for, like, children's hospitals, so, you know, kids with cancer, we discussed.
Is that, when is that?
I think it's coming up on, like, the 24th, it's whatever the last, like, weekend of the month is.
For October?
Yes.
Okay.
It will.
I could do
it's
that.
It's like the 20. It's the 25th. It starts like the 24th night at midnight.
Right on.
It's literally like, oh, just play games for, blah blah blah. Kids with cancer.
I would do that.
Yeah, because those douchebags over at Filterless did it last year, so I got to do some looking up into it.
Yeah. Filterless, those cocksuckers.
They haven't even done a podcast in a while. They're actually still sitting on an episode of Weeby Nerds that I did for like 40 minutes,
yeah.
And then it's been on his computer for like 2 months.
You could just post it up and be like, I don't know what this is about. Here you go. Weeby Nerds.
God, something. It's like he's busy in life or something.
I know.
It's fucking weird.
Things to do. People being busy.
No, it was like a 40-minute episode about Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. That's
oh,
like
nice.
All we did, so...
Games or just talking about the franchise?
No, the movies.
Okay.
Just like that. And then, like, it was like, Jamie's doing it on the table. And then it was like, a couple things. The end. We've already been here for like 50 minutes about Lord of the Rings.
Tune in next time for something.
Yeah, tune in next time. We might actually talk about board games.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were taking over more games in general. Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we are. But I mean,
this is coming back. As a
humor
podcast and just
because they were boring the first time. There was like no jokes in there about slavery or anything.
They wouldn't let you talk.
Yeah, I was filtered on that podcast.
I told them they need to give Laura her own segment talking about the people at work, the crazy people that she sees at work.
Oh yeah, gotta love being a pharmacy tech.
Yeah.
But so Destiny's good. Borderlands just came out and it's fantastic.
And you can play as Claptrap.
Yeah, and they literally make you say yes, you're sure 3 times in a row. It's like, whoa,
that.
You almost accidentally picked Claptrap. You didn't mean to do that, did ya? And then they make you, they run through like 3 prompts like that before you're allowed to.
So
and your characters really actually talk back to NPCs in this one, and they're all just like, oh, god damn it, Claptrap. Like,
that's how do you play as Claptrap? I mean, like...
It's pretty funny. You're shorter than everybody else. Like, your camera is way shorter. If you're wearing headphones, you can hear your wheel just constantly spinning because you're just rolling around. Your punch, he just, like, slaps with one of his hands. Is like, bop! And he literally yells bop every once in a while. Like, oh, it's so humorous. I actually haven't played it for more than, like, 2 hours because I'm stuck on, like, the first boss.
Yeah, as Claptrap? Do
yes.
you have weapons, or do you just
oh,
bop?
You get his weapons and
oh, okay.
You get normal weapons
okay.
and everything. And his action skill is he can literally use any of the other 13 vault hunters that have been around so far, any of their action skills, but his take on it.
Awesome.
Oh, it's so
I mean,
ridiculous.
When I get it, I'm going to be playing as Claptrap.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like if anyone's a big fan of that, it's just everybody's Claptrap.
Yeah, and one of the biggest complaints I've seen so far is they're like, oh, it's almost the exact same as the last Borderlands. I'm like, okay.
And that's a problem?
I don't see what you're saying here.
Are they talking about the mechanics?
Yeah. No, it's literally like Borderlands 2, but I don't know what the problem is, because
yeah.
Borderlands 2 is fantastic.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, this is like a 30-hour game. It's not... A lot of people, I think it's like a $60 DLC. It's a full fucking
yeah.
game. Four characters, another 4 DLC packs coming out. Like, it's, I'm sure they'll have more characters again. Like, it's retarded.
I mean, what do they want to change about
the, I don't know.
You know?
I also saw somebody complain that the game, all the Borderlands games have childish humor. I was like, who doesn't laugh at boner farts? Like, honestly, I don't understand people.
Don't play the game. It's like
I had
it's like people that play 100 hours of Destiny and hate it. Don't
yeah.
play the game. Play something else that doesn't have childish humor if that's a problem for you.
I don't even see what's so childish about boner farts, personally, but...
me neither.
There's a point where Sir Hammerlock is trying to name the big guys whose names I can't think of. They're like giant apes. And he's like, screw it, all the names are trademarks, I'm just going to call them boner farts. So you literally have to go out and fight boner farts. Like, they're literally, that's their name as you're killing them. And then when you have to kill baby ones, they're like wiener toots instead. Like, see, how is that not funny? Like, that is amazing. The writers of the Borderlands games are geniuses.
Oh, I love it.
Like, people that don't laugh at these jokes are just stupid.
Yeah. They're just too dumb to play Borderlands.
I guess. Or it's like, you know, if you have to drink with, like, a pinky out and you have, like, four spoons next to your plate at dinner, maybe you just shouldn't play these
games.
Yeah,
maybe put your top hat back on.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here. Fancy. Fancy pants.
Go play Monopoly, but in real life with all your businesses.
Yeah.
Go play backgammon.
Ugh, what even is that? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I've watched my mom play once. I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Is it kind of like that dog shit game that I don't know?
It's probably like dog
probably
shit.
Probably exactly like dog shit.
All right, speaking of dog shit.
Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Table. Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Do it on the table.
Oh boy, that is always fun.
Yeah.
And
you're welcome.
We were
for
dying
that.
Laughing like last time, last week when we were doing because we were drunk. We were like, "That's Jamie."
Like, I just went home and recorded, like, three different versions and emailed them to Brandon after
well,
that.
Well, that's because we had you come over to record those.
And then we never did.
And then we forgot because, oh, man, what movie we were watching? We were watching something ridiculous. Oh, we were watching Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah.
And so we all sat down and watched Deuce Bigelow, and then you left, and it was like, oh, we didn't have her do the one thing we needed her to come over and do. Jamie, send us these recordings.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I'm sounding sexy enough.
Plumber's
going to
turn
this?
It into porno music.
That's fine.
Anyway.
I should have just been, like, doing it on the table.
We are doing it on the table. Okay, well, dog shit.
Yeah, I don't know. He was trying to explain it, but I just... He kind of just trailed off at the end, too, explaining it. Like, you pick an animal. Not a dog, apparently, because that's the name of the game. So you can't be
that.
A dog. But say you're a cat and you're a hyena. And it's like, I was walking down the street and saw cat shit. And then you'd have to say cat shit, hyena shit. And then she would have to say who shit, cat shit, hyena shit, something
else. Your shoes game wasn't high.
He might have been.
Yeah, that sounds... Stop touching your phone.
I didn't. It was my elbow.
But
oh, hey, I found out why things are being...
Oh, yeah, your cord's broken.
Yep.
But,
awesome.
Maybe it's in that big old book of drinking games that boy Jamie just gave Laura.
Oh, ooh, I didn't know.
Or whoever just
thing.
Gave... It was the other night. We were there.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
but
after a couple drinks, I just forget how to make sentences.
Yeah, we were just...
Caveman
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, caveman talk. But we were discussing that pretty much any of the drinking games we play could be tabletop.
Yeah.
Because we roll dice or we try to do stuff.
We should come up with the most complicated drinking game. Like, why is this a drinking game? It requires so many... Like,
well,
three
I would like to turn
three like
man
that.
Into a D8 game so you could add
oh,
a couple more
God.
Rules or a
yeah.
D10.
Yes.
Like... Just like, fuck it, D20s, and just like, wait, what was a 18 and a 7? That was those three guys got a drink. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anybody with the letter E in their name has to drink now. So that's like almost everybody that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could potentially have up to like 400 rules with two D20s.
Oh my God. We should do
just
that.
Just make a big old fucking
Nikki looks
poster.
Very excited about this. Concern.
Concern. Well, that looks like fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes I mistake her concern look for excitement. But that's fine.
Like the first time you dropped your pants.
Yeah.
But
that's not supposed to be there.
But I've been thinking about just adding like another few rules. And be like, well, you can play with D10s. Like.
We should make one.
You
can
have
D10s
both three mans, 10 man, 15 man, and 17 man.
Any multiple of three. Or yeah, like,
hey,
like,
see?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, it could be awesome.
Oh, but then you'd never stop rolling. Like, because usually six means nothing. But
you
then
have a 10 limit to where then you just got to pass.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we could do that. We should start low with a 10, and then once we get that down, then we just throw in a D20 or two D20s. Or, like, and then we just throw in a random dice.
Or you just
like
roll one D20 and then different rules from that.
Yeah, that would be a lot better than two D20. That would be ridiculous. That's advanced. But these are like, drinking games shouldn't have so many rules and be so complicated.
We should play with
a
couple D4s. Just like, oh, this is an easy retarded version of.
This is for you special people out there.
Oh, I got a number. Drink.
No matter what the roll is, you always just drink. You roll dice and drink. That's all it is. Drink how many's on there times two. Shit.
Oh, man. See, we can come up with some dumb shit. Oh, we got to play, I don't know if you've played it yet, that werewolf. Have you played that Donnie owns yet?
Oh, is that the, it's kind of like Love Letter, or like it's one of those secret ones where you try and infect other people?
Yeah. Well, you're killing other people. Yeah. We played it at the bachelor party the other night, well after we were all pretty toasted, and it's like, after I'm still eating penis cake, it's right here. Like, nice. I've been eating on it nonstop, penis cake with alcohol in it, and jizz on the top. But there's two secret werewolves, and then the rest are, like, villagers, and then one person is, like, a fortune teller. And then it could go up to 20 players, because it comes with, like, so one person's the hunter on secret, Cupid, and he picks two lovers that are secret, and, like, it just keeps going. And it's, like, you all have your face faced here, you all have, like, your eyes closed, you're all asleep. Like, the fortune teller can look at any one person's card, and you can never out each other. You can't specifically say, like, that person's a werewolf if you find out. The werewolves decide to kill one random person. If the witch is playing, once a game, they get open their eyes and decide if they want to save somebody.
Yeah.
And when everybody wakes up the next day, one person's dead. Then you all have to vote to who to hang out of the group and hope you kill the werewolf.
Yeah.
And then, like, each of the different characters do something different. Like, whenever the hunter dies, he, like, fires off a shot so he can pick one other person to die with him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing with the Cupid, you choose two people to be lovers, and if one of them die at any time, they both die of, like, heartbreak. So it's...
That's ridiculous. Like, I love it.
One of the games I did, I was Cupid, so I picked, like, Donnie and I think Anton to be lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it
do
came
to... Do
they
know they're lovers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you go to bed, and then they have to wake up and look at themselves, and they show each other their cards.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's a werewolf or and a human, they have to kill off everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really fun, like, who's who. And at one point, I made Donnie and Anton lovers, and then I got everybody to vote to kill Donnie, so I killed off two people at once, even though I knew he was a human.
Yeah. That's great. I love games like that,
It goes up to, like, 20 people, and it's like, there's, like, a little girl card where one point, or during nighttime, she gets to peek when it's the werewolf's time, but if they catch her, they eat her and automatically kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's like
I'd be the worst because
more
I'm
roles
at that.
Like there's a hunter, there's the hunter, there's like a thief, there's it's got enough cards where you can play up to like 20 people.
That's awesome. I'm still in favor of creating a game that's just so complex. Like, I think it's because I just finished rewatching Parks and Rec and Ben Wyatt makes this game like Cones of Something, and it's just the most ridiculous thing, and like nobody gets it except for like his accountant friends. And I just want to make something like that where people are like, wait, what happens now? Oh, you have to roll this dice, and then you can move this character.
We could definitely do something retarded like that.
Yeah.
But, like that Walking Dead bang that you got was pretty interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to play that one again when there's not so many people or not so much alcohol. Or just space, because it was just... It's just was one of those nights where everyone's like talking over each other, so it's not like conducive to gaming so much. Because
well, that's why I've like tried to explain to Laura. I'm like, Arkham Horror Night has to be non-drinking night. It is too serious and way too many rules of a game to play.
And even if there is drinking, just the minimum of the people playing. Like, it's not going to be like 10 people over here and being crazy because it's cooperative and like you have to know what you're doing.
I think drinking games are a lot better when it comes to against each other games.
Oh yeah,
than co-op games.
Yeah, because then you're like, whose turn is it? What's happening?
What did you just play?
Yeah. What?
Like Munchkin, completely fine for drinking because it really adds to cheating.
It had, like one time when Sarah had like half a deck.
Half a whole deck that she was splitting with Laura.
Yeah, because Laura was too drunk to play.
Well, to be fair, we were playing with like 10 people that night.
Yeah, and she was passing me some go up a level cards on the slide to keep quiet, so that was good. We were actually talking about Munchkin today and about how it's a game about cheating and playing with this one guy who was just being like a sore loser about it, and we all went out to smoke and we all finished before him. We came back inside, and before he got back inside, we just took like 5 treasure cards each and he just ganged up on him. He was nowhere close to winning, but we were like, no, fuck this guy.
Well, the other night we brought up playing it, and my cousin Matt always refuses a plate if I'm there.
Yeah, because you're an asshole.
Yeah, because I am the best at cheating over anybody and cheating. Like, I always carry 5 Munchkin cards in my wallet at all times, just in case somebody wants to play Munchkin.
Yeah.
We play an Adventure Time Munchkin, and I've got a 6-shooter.
Yeah.
From the cowboy ones, because, oh, it must have got mixed into the box. I don't know
what
happened.
I don't have the cowboy one.
Exactly.
I have, like, all the other ones.
Or, like, when I used to smoke, I'd hide them in my packs of cigarettes, so when I'd pull out a cigarette, I could pull a card out and just put it into my hand. Like,
yeah.
He That side of my family is really bad sore loser, so he just refuses to play games like that.
Yeah.
we played it at the Destiny release.
Yeah.
Just for fun. We took Bang with us.
Well, and you and Nikki just have a grudge on, like,
oh, yeah. You can't
Nikki
ever
too,
play with me or Nikki, because we
guys
will
are the
rape
worst.
You for
Although
the
Although that
ever.
Was the best move ever. And,
the,
and
dumbest.
The dumbest. I don't care. It was great, even though I stayed level 1 the entire game.
Until we hit 9.
Yeah. Good times. To this day, holding a grudge. And now Laura's in on it, too. She's like, you know what happens when you fuck me over? I'm like, I don't care. Play the game. Fuck you.
And then Jamie doesn't level up at all, ever.
And then Jamie just stays in her dungeon.
And I still love Munchkin. Like,
oh, yeah, I love Munchkin.
Damn it. Have you played that Adventure Time yet? Is it good?
No, not yet. I've been waiting to play with Mark, because he really likes Adventure Time. So I've been waiting
Brandon
to play
does,
him.
Too.
Yeah. Well, also, this one, you play as a character. You get characters.
Yeah, I saw that. I was interested in buying it, despite the fact that I hate Adventure Time, just because it is different.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the character cards. And, like, either they both have the same power, but the other ones are the gender swap ones from the special episode. So you could be, like, Prince Bubblegum instead of
Lady
Princess.
Fiona and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not an Adventure Time fan. But I've been wanting to play it just because I'm not an Adventure Time fan, so...
Yeah. I looked at some of the stuff. There's a lot of allies, too, in that one, from what I've seen. Like, the henchmen-type deals, and they each have their own powers, like henchmen.
Yeah, I'm really mad that Derek bought Legends, because that was going to be my next Munchkin to buy.
We'll steal it from him, it's fine.
We should totally do that, because it looks awesome. It's all, like, mythological creatures and shit like that.
Yeah. That might have been Legends that I was seeing, that it comes with the game board like you have, and then something else.
It might be another special edition, because it is coming up on, like, a 10th anniversary of Munchkin, and
there's
most games
and
do
there's
special
a
shit.
New Munchkin game. God, what is the name of this? Maybe you know what this game is called, but you have, like, circles, and then you have towers in the middle, and then walls, and you have to defend against, like, random enemies that come against your walls. But
nope.
There's a Munchkin version of that, and I can't remember. I want to say Small World, but that's totally not it.
No.
That's a different game.
Yeah, Small World is a different... It's Risk Light. It's really
yeah.
good. I got to play it at International Tabletop Day. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what fucking game you're talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi is open. But, oh
but
well.
Instead of, like, all defending against these things, you're against each other like you usually are, and, like, Munchkin... It's a Steve Jackson game. I think it's Munchkin something.
Did you download that Sorcery yet? That Steve Jackson game?
Oh, no.
It's like
I
a tabletop
yet.
Game on your phone that's like Choose Your Own Adventure tabletop game by Steve Jackson.
I know you guys are talking about it, but I haven't downloaded it yet.
It's incredibly difficult, but it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Is it free?
No, fuck no. Steve Jackson. Let's see. Archon St. Louis just passed, and I don't believe anybody went.
Tyler went.
Oh, Tyler went. What a
but he went, and he just walked in. He just walked in.
Well, shit.
He only
we
got
all
like I
gone.
Know. He's like, he went Saturday, and the next day he's like, "You guys should just go because apparently they don't care." Like, he's like, "I just walked in, and I only got like he was hold he would hold like his program in front of where the badge should be, like just yeah." I was like,
"Tyler's gonna be our infiltrator from now
yeah,
on."
Yeah, like you just go in there and find stuff. But yeah, I think he was the only one, and you know he did it illegally.
Yeah, I almost went because Atomic Squash was there, and I wanted to see they were just having game night the whole time, but I did not get.
And
to
I haven't
go.
Been to Archon. That's just a general gaming thing.
Gaming convention.
So kind of like Daikon was.
Yeah, Daikon is awesome though.
Yeah. Did you go to Daikon this year?
I didn't go this year.
Oh,
Kevin
that's right,
went. Didn't you guys go one day?
Yeah, Mark and I went.
Yeah, there was something that weekend where I couldn't go for some
we
reason.
We played
but
L5R and then random games with Atomic Squad.
Let's see. I'm looking at new shit. It's like Munchkin Panic, Munchkin Treasure Hunt.
Munchkin Panic? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Castle Panic is the name of the game that I was thinking of. So
maybe
it's
it is Munchkin
Panic.
Panic.
Yeah.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Cool. Yeah, I just love Steve Jackson games.
I mean, yeah, like Shea Geek, I like that one too.
I really like that because it was like, Eddie, here's your birthday present, because I want to play it too. Yeah. I was like, that sounds fine. I'm going to read all the rules at work.
Those are the best presents, though. It's like, let's open this now and play it right now. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
This is for me.
I'm opening it.
It's like lingerie for the nerds, our nerdy friend yeah. group. It's like, I bought
yeah,
you
baby,
this.
Baby, I totally bought this for you.
I bought you this, but you're going to wear it so I can look at you.
Steve Jackson Games, the thongs of the tabletop world.
Yes.
See-through thongs of the tabletop
yeah.
world.
The G-string and lingerie teddies of...
Tabletop.
I'm just saying all yeah. types of one.
The garter belts of the tabletop world.
The pantyhose, no.
I don't want to tear my tabletop games.
Ooh,
no.
It's got a run in
it. The edible panties of the tabletop world.
I'm sure he'd be very pleased to hear that.
Hey, Peter Jackson, you are...
Peter Jackson?
Not Peter Jackson, because Peter Jackson is weird.
You are the director.
Yeah. of King Kong and other stuff. Lord of the Rings.
That's the one you bring up.
Nope.
Steve
Jackson. The anal beads of the gaming world. Oh, God. We really devolve sometimes.
The chindo of the gaming world.
Yes, that is what Steve Jackson is. All right, after Chindos, we be nerds, and we be out.